Anakam, Boker Tov, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno Madame Renou, buongiorno
Andrea, bonjour Oiseau.
We have in front of us
Saraswati.
It was the
Aida Puja just on yesterday, actually, Wednesday.
Yes.
So the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
But it was celebrated on Tuesday all over Oroville. And I have to tell you, it's one of my favorite pujas. And I made a small recording about the event in Abri. And I remember as a kid how much I liked this puja, because it's really the puja where you celebrate all of the tools. And so I loved this idea, and everybody was so excited about it. And we would get together and wash all the motorcycles, and sometimes we'd make such fancy thing with banana tree and rooftop and drive around Oroville with a whole little canopy on top of our bicycles, because we always like to exaggerate everything a little bit in my family.
Today's Friday, 23rd of October 2015, yes. And this is Off the Cuff.
Sorry, I already got
number 49.
So no, 49.
Yeah, 49. Oh, I wrote it in a piece of paper.
Right,
it's there, black and white. Number 49, and so good that we have this Sarasvati Puja. Renu came to the radio and made it the proper day. We didn't have been able not to light
the incense,
but it doesn't matter. Sarasvati will not be offended. But
and Ganga Lakshmi brought the flowers.
We have flowers and everything. We are going to put it back in the proper place.
Yeah.
And then...
Then comes incredible news that soon we will inform everybody.
Oh,
that there is some surprise.
Wow, let's
tell
go.
Us.
Yeah. So, do you know what's happening exactly in Oroville now? We need to do a kind of instant tea of the situations. And I would like to be very serious today. That there is some moment in life that we cannot have fun nonstop. Sometimes it is very important to be serious and grave. So today I will be like that.
Me too. There will be changes, so it seems something is very...
Yeah, because of the curve.
No, because, you know, I'll tell you what. Mm. Since 40 years, we're always saying there are going to be changes, there are going to be changes. But in fact, sometimes they happen, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse, but... I keep my fingers crossed.
Okay, we don't say anything. We know that something
things
is happening.
Things are bubbling.
Bubbling.
But do we want to assist them in actually changing, or do we want to maintain the status quo?
Let's see.
That I don't know.
We don't know. What we know, yesterday we had a meeting with the working committee.
Yes.
Me, Renu and Prem went up and we talked with two members of the working committee.
Yes.
And we had an outcome of this meeting that it's a little bit...
anticlimactic.
Anticlimactic.
It was exactly this serious news that I was waiting for. So tell us exactly what's happened with
the... No, anticlimactic. We just decided that we were going to hold off putting more energy towards the FM license at this point.
We have been talking with a member of the working committee, and then this is not the right moment to make this kind of application for
the working committee.
No, said. Not it's not the working committee. It's just the working committee is just share knowledge that we didn't
share their concerns.
Oh. The concern, and then it's really something that is happening, and that it makes sense to wait for a while, since we have been waiting for 11 years. Waiting for a while means maybe a few months, maybe 1 year, we don't know exactly. But this point of time, we should be very conscious, and the step that we can make, making an application, it may, let's say, not destroy all the work that has been done till date, but it may reopen sort of issues, and we don't want to make any kind of...
Okay, maybe the FM is postponed, but I saw you speaking with Chandresh, maybe about optical fiber.
Yeah, this is something else. The FM, we postpone it, and but the fiber optic is going on.
But we move to modern technology.
Yeah.
If the old technology is hampered by rules and regulations that are too complex at this point for us to jump over with our idealism and our far-reaching goals, then we'll have to jump to modern technology, which the old forms of control have not yet managed to put their hand on.
Yeah, and I have very good news about this new form of technology. We have been working for more than 3 years in making the project for the new website, but we didn't have ever the right person to help us into make it happen. It means merging the Euroville Radio with the Euroville TV website. And since a few weeks, we are talking with one newcomer and was also working with us. His name is Sergio, that it will take the job of merging the two websites and making a new, more efficient website with audio, video content on the same page. So we will have a new website in the coming months. Maybe it takes 6 months. We don't know, but we are moving forward. Make it happen. Also this part of our evolving thing, since that is the fifth website that we are going to develop since the beginning of this project. And Sergio is in charge of it. He's a very knowledgeable person. He's very reliable, and with the help of Yachalom, that is again our core member.
Yeah,
We will make. We will have a nice website.
Okay, so it was the news of about the Euroville Radio.
Yes, that's...
So now what's happened with Euroville? Because I learned that you guys are doing some interview about that actually there is a kind of historic moment to Euroville will be the point that we need to transform our organizations, something like that.
Yes, it is our interest to try, and we have spoken in the radio a few times and in this program also about the fact that various areas of change seem to be happening all simultaneously, which to some of us that have been waiting for change are quite excited about it, because instead of it only happening in one area, it's happening in multiple areas. And for any change to actually really affect this community, that's what it would take, that would have to happen in multiple areas. The only fact is, even though it's happening in multiple areas, will the change be towards a more progressive, more inclusive, more towards the goals that Orville intends or not? That remains to be seen, and it remains to see how people react. The other thing is that the efforts seem very uncoordinated. So we had an interest to try and explore this topic, and we were also looking at our own finances in Orville and realizing that we understand very little from the page, and we wanted to do some investigative journalism or reporting rather to understand and have our listeners understand better finances, distribution, economy, ideals of Oregon.
Yeah, to understand, we did already, because there is this group of learning that they invite people to speak about economy, no? They did that, this kind of meeting forum, no?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about to speak about the situation. It's more for me to see how to organize the new BCC, the FMC, all the relation between our in fact, in terms of simple, our to finance the free.
Mm.
If we see the free like the free like the fruits of our aspirations towards another way of exchange, other way to see our prosperity in our community, and we have only possibility to say, okay, we go to full stop to the American model, each one for each one. Each one creates a maximum of unit, maximum of bill.
And
maximum.
Everything for me.
Yeah. Or we decide to say, oh, there is another vision that base of there is no separation between you, your life and the other life. So there is no divisions. You feel that you are more
connected.
Connected more. You understand the necessity of the work of the other. So now maybe it's enough mature to do this small step, that it will be not resolve all the problem, but at least we will understand that between us we try to have more and more free service. So the question is not to have a salary or to have an augmentation of our maintenance, but this will never stop. It's more how we take care of the asset of mother, the house, the lands did not belong to us, the house normally did not belong to us, belongs to mother, so we can organize all group of corporations that are working in this spirit, and we can finance this.
Yeah.
Okay? So there is this new way, how to find the new way, I hope the new technology we have to facilitate.
Yeah. This. What technically speaking, to make it short, we decided that the radio to be transparent, not only into our content, but also in our finance. So we are going to follow this kind of...
we're going to take some real examples.
With real examples showing how much money we have and where for doing what. It's not...
it's not only transparency. Transparency means you are not scared to show what you are doing. Mm-hmm. I think for some people, we can do this. It's more from the transparency, how we can create tool to understand that we can give priority to suddenly during 2-3 years, we understood some service need some equipment, they need some this. There, we understood that we need to focalize the money that we have towards this service in fact, some years.
But I think it starts from the make it transparent so the people they can see what is there present as economical factor elements like equipment to understand what is the usage of this resource.
If you go to the news, you can see all the budget of the service. This, we have already this kind, but it's not enough. For example, if I look for Portus Water, if I have to start by the service, I realize that the way I do my accountability, the way I write all my experiences, this is not in tune with the way of the BCC, of the city service. I realize also that I'm not in line. So I'm not in live with my... Online in live.
Or live.
Yeah. So stuff like that. So first I have to see now is, before to make transparencies, I have to understand what kind of, how my, if there is a way to change my account, my accountability, how I can cooperate with a group like the BCC, the Budget Coordination Group, that is necessary. Both the service is necessary, but a group also is necessary. Yeah, how we can exchange information in order to be more efficient and more transparent, and of course, to create more trust.
Yeah, and we will follow this kind of, let's say, movement, and the radio will be very much happy.
We will try to catch the memories, archive of this approach, and to see how we understand. So for the moment, I did not contact at all the official group. I spoke with some people like that, just, and we will see. Soon, we'll see next week.
Anyway, it's better to do than to talk about it. Once we do it, then we'll explain. So that's the idea.
Next. It's like a script before a movie, no? You prepare, you have a little bit some idea where you want to go.
I would like just to show what I have received very recently from News and Note. I have a very nice attached Kalpan housing project, Oroville. I don't know, many pages, maybe...
Very professionally
done.
What you would expect in real estate market. It's quite nice.
In fact, I appreciate very much they produce this kind of document because you can understand what is the design of the full project and...
also the costs and everything and the plans.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing, but it's a little bit overpriced. I mean...
Overpriced. And also what I don't really... Okay, whatever, everybody has their right to dream and all. So this is good, it gives us some information that is not that you have to go on the internet and all. But you know what bothers me is you see these triangular type of shapes? They make any kind of adaptation or anything, this won't read that. Oh, any kind of adaptation, very, very difficult to change. So nobody can really... adapt their living space according to their needs, because it's like the circular idea of houses that were so much still are so much in fashion. Having a circular wall is really quite useless because your bed is not circular, your table
once and
is
then
not.
It's fully
never again because it only limits what you can do in your space
forever.
So that's the only criticism I have. What are the pluses? What are the minuses?
Pluses is we need to have it for any project that is going to be presented in Oroville, so we can understand what it's about. We can make criticism with the knowledge. Secondly, I would like to give this kind of material, this amount of money to Imago Studio, that he has realized for 12 lakh a very nice standing alone house, and see how much apartment or whatever they can make it. Because
this is only ground plus one,
ground,
not even.
No, plus two or three. It's quite a big. So,
ground plus two.
It's a nice thing, but probably the cost of this big project?
Basically, we're pricing ourselves out of Oroville because it's true. We're trying to create an infrastructure for 50,000 people, and 2,500 people are trying to pay for that infrastructure, or we're taxing the people to survive, and we're hoping to try and get money from outside as well to maintain and run and develop an infrastructure that is supposed to be for 50,000 people. And this is where there is a bit of a big gap between our needs and where we want to go and what we want to do and how we're unable. It's as if including the reality means forgetting the dream. I don't know why we've been given this and or choice.
Okay, regarding the dream, I have a very nice booklet that has been brought by Loretta recently. It's called New Dawn. We do have a centenary celebration of the mother's first arrival in Pondicherry.
That's New Dawn. Huh?
New Dawn. Sorry for my Franglish Italian way to pronounce.
Because a new dawn is every morning.
Oh my God.
No,
yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Correct. And it's a nice booklet. And again, it surprised me at the end. We have plenty of advertising. I never saw it before.
Oh, and all the bulletins and all the ashram things that they have the advertising.
Oh, great.
That's how they manage to publish their things.
Okay, so
and
I think
in the past, it used to be very austere advertising that mother might have given a message for, and they would reprint that message. So I'm sure they control a little bit what the advertising should look like, etc., etc. It used to be like this more.
Ashram has been
using this from the beginning.
So the ashram is very smart kind of entity, since they are making the people paying for something that are giving for free. It's a good balance. Maybe we should find the way also ourselves to find this balance in trying to get some funds doing advertising for
it's
the radio.
It's called 33%.
I don't call it 33%. Let's call it whatever we want. So,
but yeah,
let's try to learn. Thank you for listening. Oiseau, bonjour. C'est never an enemy.
Okay, well, that's it. À la prochaine.
Bye bye. Ciao.
Bonne
cam.
Arrivederci.